Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullhurst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Modern 2023 in the books. The What Podcast recaps it today. Barry Corder, Lord Taco, Brad Steiner. What were some of the highlights? What changed? What's new? We recap it all today on the What Podcast. It starts right now.
You're always trying to do your best.
Welcome back.
Hey.
How are the Bana Blues setting in right now?
I'm glad to be back. Glad it's behind me. Had a great time. Definitely one of the more unusual ones for me, just because of circumstances. But that's part of it. What'd we learn, Russ? Weinstein, Ken Weinstein, who gave us the Never Not Great, he had a new phrase for this year, right?
Oh, we've got a new one.
Phrase.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, that's not weird, that's Bonnaroo.
Yep.
Ah.
He's gold, man. He's gold.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's like he does PR for a living or something.
He should look into that.
He may consider it. Yeah, we got to hang out with him and a whole lot of people, and I think that's the theme for Russ. Last week is hanging out with people. The guy, Brad, is a freaking rock star.
I know. He loves it. He walks through and it's like, you know, Joe Biden just showed up. What is the Bana Blues set in, Taco?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had about a week to sit on this and process it. So yeah. I'm feeling a little better now, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, when you first walk in the front door and you just go, Just tough to accept. It's time to go back to reality. Time to wait a whole other year before you can do this again.
Did you get enough?
I don't know. I look at Russ's timeline and it tired me out. I was exhausted.
It was almost a full week.
Yeah. He hit a wall on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's
I was worried about him for a little while. Sure was. I had to get him some water and get him back to camp so he could recuperate, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure rebounded pretty hard, though. I ended up having a great Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the wall like? What happened?
Just getting tired and, you know, just sore from walking so much. And
dehydrated.
You know, because by Sunday it's, you know, I'm about out of steam.
I know, but Taco, here's the thing, I've been meaning to tell you this for how long have we known each other, 10 years? PBR is not water. Although we joke about it.
I've been told it is.
You still need to consume water.
Yeah, need to drink a lot of water.
You don't really do that, do you?
I do.
I didn't see.
How much water did you see him drink?
There might have been a little on the top of the PBR can that accidentally from the ice, you know.
The only water he drinks is when it rains on him.
Well, I mean, I wasn't dehydrated. It was just, you know, sore from walking so much.
You say that. We were walking into Centeroo to get lunch, Brad, and we didn't make it to the gate. He said, I'm starting to rethink this. So we went... We went into Artist and to get something to eat, and he went right to a chair, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "No." So
time to go back to camp.
I mean, but when you have the horde of humans, you know, screaming for you when you walk out into the crowd, I can see why you wanted to say, "No, no.
Let me ready for that.
Let me take a break before I'm not ready for this crowd."
Not at my best. Not at my best. Don't want them to see me this way.
That's right.
I'm so happy for you guys. I tell you, I spent a lot of time with the stream this year. I'll talk about that here in a second. But I'm very excited that we're all, for the first time, wearing Bonnaroo gear. Actually, it's just me and Taco. You're wearing the Never Not Great shirt. But how about this? I will say, just right off the top, the gear this year was next level. It was A+. They really upped the game on the gear, and the fact that they made their own overalls was maybe my favorite part.
Yeah, I love those overalls.
And Hayley Williams came out and played with the Foo Fighters in those overalls. It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was I know we're going to talk about it, but it was like we've always done it together, so this year was different. We all have different ways that we experience Bonnaroo, so it's going to be interesting to talk about that. Taco, as we just said, got there on Tuesday, and they had to run you off on Monday, right?
Yeah, I thought about doing that one year, is actually just staying put and seeing how long it takes before they just come out and say, you got to go.
I figure you should just tell them you're the farm's caretaker, and you're there to lock up when everybody leaves.
Anybody can do it. Right. I've got the keys, guys. The keys. If anybody could pull that off, it'd be Taco. Please do that next year. I'm begging you. Let me see that shirt. I haven't seen this this shirt, Taco. Which one is this?
This is the Bonnaroo 2023.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Cute. It's got the lineup on the back.
Okay. I haven't seen that one yet. I got the Imogene and Willie Nashville shirt that costs only a cool $80.
Wow.
A t-shirt that costs, it's Jesus. But I love it. It's great. I'm really happy with their gear selection this year. They
Did it come with anything from somebody's basement? No? Okay.
No.
See?
For $80, you didn't get a DVD?
I didn't get any basement. No, I got... No, like Charles Krautheimer novel from 1987 about Ronald Reagan. No, I didn't get that.
No VHS copies of Dances with Wolves or anything.
I didn't get Babe too.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it. But yeah, the this Bonnaroo shirt, very expensive. A much more inexpensive Bonnaroo shirt available on the whatpodcast.com. Plus items from Barry's basement that you can purchase today. You still got one of those shirts, Barry?
I still have more shirts and some koozies and a couple of stickers. Yep.
Okay. Get all that for a low, low price of some $25 or so.
Yeah.
What a steal.
Make me an offer.
Speaking of items, from the basement.
Make me an offer.
You know, remember last year you mailed off a shirt and a DVD to Madison in Canada.
Have you heard this story yet, Brad? This is crazy.
No, actually, this was 2 years ago, wasn't it, at this point?
I guess so.
Maybe. It was the basement cleanout, sure. The impetus of this was we thought Barry was getting kicked out of his house, and he needed to get everything out, or it was going to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you sent her that copy of that Rush DVD, Chronicles, and...
Madison in Canada, right?
Madison, yeah, in Canada. Because you had that long story about going to the post office and filling out
with
the
Rex,
form. And
with the bowl haircut. Yeah, I remember.
Well, I said, oh, man, that's a cool DVD. And she said, oh, well, I'll bring it to you at Bonnaroo. And, you know, this was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, and I didn't think much of it. Well, guess who saw me at Bonnaroo this year and gave me that DVD?
Day one.
She has been carrying this DVD.
She's been carrying it around for 2 years.
Everywhere,
yeah.
On the off chance right. that she would see you.
So, all that effort to mail it to Canada, and she brought it right back.
Barry, how much
like
was that
$53?
Shipping?
$53.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It was a bunch. Yeah.
Jesus. Did she? I hope that she bought you some spicy pie to make up for that $50, Taco.
Well, I mean, no. I just wanted the DVD.
What are the chances, though? What it was yeah, first day, right? Wasn't it Wednesday or first or
that
even
was
Tuesday?
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday,
yeah.
first day. Mm-hmm. Walks into Centeroo and runs into Madison from Canada, who happens
well, no,
to have the.
No, that was about a group camp.
Oh,
Centeroo
okay.
was not open.
Okay,
yet.
So she wasn't carrying it around. That was so that makes it a little more believable.
But she brought it all the way from Canada to
yeah.
to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, no doubt. That's funny.
I just love the idea is like when you start to pack everything. Oh, let me get the thing for Barry and Taco.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Taco keeps threatening to send it back to me, which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
It needs to.
It'll return back to the basement.
Please bring it full circle. What would you like out of Barry's basement that we can send right back to Barry's basement? Send us a note now.
Once it leaves, it's out of here.
I'm sad that I didn't get to meet you guys. There's two reasons I didn't make it this year. One, we will talk about at another date because there was some drama. But I got deathly sick. I have no idea what happened, but I literally did not leave bed for 7 days, and I didn't even emerge from my bed puddle until Tuesday. And I mean, Barry, you talked to me. I couldn't talk. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I was
you sounded
miserable.
Awful.
So even if it wasn't, even if there wasn't drama and everything worked out perfectly, there's no way I couldn't have gotten it. And it wasn't even COVID. I don't know what it was. We tested and nothing came back positive. I don't know what the hell happened. But every day it was a new problem, you know. One day I completely lost my voice, lost the national radio show. The next day I had body aches. The next day I was, you know, stomach. The next day it was a headache. It was never ending. And I'm still dealing with it. I'm still coughing like a maniac. I mean, this is 2 weeks out, and I'm still, I am not right. I don't know what the hell's going on, man.
Yeah, you would not have been happy on the farm with that.
See? I'm still coughing. No, it was miserable. But I hate that I missed it because I'll tell you, watching the first few days on Wednesday, man, I had so much Bonnaroo FOMO. It was really rough watching Taco's stories come through. I was like, man, I could just risk it. If I'm just laying in bed, I could risk it, get on a plane, infect everybody, yeah. and come down. I was so hard in FOMO. And then, you know, the live streams are great. It's fun to watch it that way. I wish that there was like a way to go back and rewatch it so that you guys could see how we experience it on the live stream. But I will say, and I'm going to say this to whoever runs this live stream. I've got two things. One, it's a phenomenal product. I don't know if it's Hulu or Bonnaroo, but if they're listening, the product is fantastic. You know, your drone shots, the video footage that you put together, your bumpers in and out of segments, fantastic. It is such an A-plus level product, except your host, who is dreadful. Like, every sentence, Barry, is Bonnaroo 2023 down here on the farm. Every sentence is this. She just keeps repeating the same things over and over and over. Oh, it was maddening.
Yeah,
to watch.
I watched Friday night. In fact, I got a text Sunday, I think, from our friend Jonathan Sussman, who is a Camp Nut Butter veteran, who said he watched also online and was enjoying it very much. So that's another level, another item. And you talking about repeating things, that was something else I heard from several people, sort of unsolicited. I don't know when all of a sudden it became a thing for bands to constantly shout out Bonnaroo motherfuckers over and over and over. I had some girl say, I'm not a motherfucker. I wish people would quit calling me that, you know.
Well, there goes my next t-shirt idea. Yeah. Damn it.
I mean, yeah.
Shit.
But it was just funny to hear that.
You, I tell you the fun part about the stream is that when I watch like Taco's stories, or like Evan Bonnaroo would like post a story on Instagram, and I'll know where you guys are in the crowd, and then I see you on the live stream because I know where you are in relation to the stage. It's so fun.
You saw me on the stream?
Oh, it was so fun. Weren't you? Wait, no, I didn't. I saw Evan on the stream. I saw Parker on the stream. I saw Ruham 2 on the stream.
Wow.
Ham 2 was crowd surfing during the Knock Loose pit. And all I see is like they cut to the crowd, and all I see is his face going, like crowd surfing. It was so ridiculous. I got a great photo, a screen capture of it that was fantastic. And then I don't remember what show it was, but I saw Evan Bonnaroo like way, way, way up there. It was so fun. It was so fun. That stream is just such a well done product. No, but it's no farm life though. It's no Bonnaroo.
Well, you didn't have to walk as far to get to the show, so there's that. Yeah,
I couldn't even if I wanted to. I couldn't walk. Yeah. There was no walking. Taco, some of the highlights. What is you want to start on Monday afternoon when you got there, or?
Well, I got there Tuesday, and
okay, all right.
We did go to the Rubus party Tuesday because there wasn't much else going on, you know.
Sure.
I was once again one of the first people into camp. Which, by the way, the Vanagon did great.
Mm-hmm. You had a new van.
Yes, new Vanagon.
Okay. Okay.
No problems with that. And speak.
How many strays did you bring back home?
Be honest.
We're still cleaning. Yeah,
be honest.
We're still cleaning those out. We're still checking.
We're still cleaning those out.
maybe one or two.
So you did that on Tuesday because there's nothing else to do. Then how'd the rest of the weekend go?
Rest of the weekend went great. And I rode Jamtrak for the first time.
Ooh.
And the driver of the Jamtrak shuttle, or whatever it's called, recognized me and gave me a t-shirt.
Oh, is that the t-shirt you're wearing right now?
No, I bought this one. He gave me an icy t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I promise you, if you ever want something to really... If you ever want to give a gift that will last a lifetime, give Taco a t-shirt. This man will wear it for the rest of time.
It was my size. That's honestly the most random thing I've been given. Just, here you go. Here's an icy t-shirt.
But that's how your week started, too, right? I mean, you got in.
Yeah, that's how
it
started.
No issues getting in. Got your credentials. Everything was fine. Weren't supposed to get in until Thursday, but got in Tuesday. So that was – everything was great, Brad, like that. You know, last year was kind of a struggle.
Yes.
This year, I never had an issue. Did you, Russ?
No. Yeah, no issues.
Everything was great.
No issues getting in. No issues. I saved spots for, you know, campmates. I mean, they just –
Barry, I think this is the first year not a single person had a single complaint from the moment they got there till they left. And not a single complaint. I don't remember a year that was this effortless in every,
you're 100%,
at every level.
And, you know, even going back, usually when we start applying for credentials, you know, there's a little bit of angst. You know, are we going to get it? Or going to struggle? Who's going to go through what? They were great. Everybody we dealt with, even to the point of them reaching out and saying, hey, you know, Brian Stone was in your group last year. Is he not coming back? You know, I know he helped with the podcast. And I was like, wow, you know, thank you for remembering. And yes, he is. And love for him to be part of our group and done, you know, just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, like, but there's not, I mean, there hasn't been, I haven't seen, at least, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen a complaint about GA showers like you normally do. I haven't seen, you know, long lines and because they closed down one of the entrances. Like, I just haven't seen a year that it almost feels as though there was not a single issue. And I know a lot of people give, and us included on occasion, give Live Nation and C3 a lot of shit. But, man, how about a huge, like, yeah. I mean... Thank you to them for getting it so,
yeah,
right, and because this is an incredibly hard thing to do, and one problem cascades into a million problems, and it seems as though hit it out of the park on every level.
Yeah, I mean, I heard of one person who paid extra for the shower pass and stood in line for 2.5 hours out in GA to get a shower.
Ah.
But, you know, it depends on when you go. I took a shower Saturday afternoon at 5:30, and there was no one around, you know, not even in line. There was no one around in the shower bathroom area at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon. So, I agree, and I'm glad – you know, you said that, and we're doing it because they deserve it. Last year, if you remember, was half the crowd, 40,000. This year was supposedly right at the 80,000 sold out mark. And I think last year was, they also had issues getting enough volunteers and workers because of that number. Mm-hmm. So that was probably why some of the issues this year with a full house, everything was great. I mean, we even commented several times, like, are you sure there's that many people here? Because it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Did it ever feel packed?
No.
Because that McCartney year always felt crammed everywhere you went. Like when you went to get a spicy pie, how long was the wait?
10 minutes, but that was because, I mean, it was a decent crowd, or 8 or 10 people. And, you know, they warm up the pie, so it's not like they just turn around and serve it. So you were waiting for the pie to get heated up. Not bad.
Ever have to wait too long for a beer?
Nope.
How about bathrooms?
Nope. No,
were they dirty?
Clean.
How clean are the bathrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard, and again, everybody's experience is different, but from all the people that I've talked to about this, it could not have gone smoother.
Even getting close enough for the shows I wanted to see, not a problem. And I think some of that, the Tuesday and Wednesday helped with traffic. I think having so many things for people to do spread the crowd out. You know, just as we thought, some people hung around back in the plazas. That thinned things out. Moving the Who stage, which, by the way, gets a lot of kudos. I heard a lot of people talk about how great it was this year because it was over where the comedy tent area was, Brad, if you remember. And they made it a legitimate stage, you know, even.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It looks great.
We talked to.
And not like the fake shed that they have had for years. Like it's makeshift. You know, it's almost like a truck bed they were playing on for years.
We talked to Becca and Maddie from Angel St. Queen, and they commented how great it was for their first experience to be on this. You know, they're both veterans of it, so they knew about the old Who stage, and so they commented how great that was. And, you know, so just, everything from start to finish just seemed to go very, very well. And I couldn't tell you why. Exactly, but it just did.
Yeah.
Russ, back there where we were camping never felt crowded, ever.
No, I mean, it filled up, but it wasn't like people were on top of each other. We had plenty of room.
Yeah, walking in
and
out
was
easy.
Yeah, even saving space for you guys was easy. He asked me why, you know, I had an extra spot set up, and I told him, well, we got more people coming. Okay, well, give me their names and their car descriptions, and I'll make sure they get back here with you.
Yep.
Wow.
What?
It was easy, man. I'm telling you.
The level of customer service, I've never heard somebody do that. Every time you drive in, there's somebody different.
I know. Well, no, he was like, shout out to Dakota. He was kind of taking the lead on all that. But
of course his name is Dakota.
Well, he hooked us up. He helped us out.
So. Speaking of, we were talking before about our upcoming shows. I think we have about 5 or 6 scheduled out with the band interviews, and we want to talk to David Bruce from I Am Bonnaroo, but we need to add Mitch, our ticket winner. We need to get him on.
Oh,
he reached out. He had a great time. He had a great time, so good. I can't wait to hear his experience. For those of you who listen to the show,
so
he's from Montana.
He was our winner, and he's never been to, anything. I don't think, show before.
Yeah.
He's been stuck in Montana for his entire life and hasn't been left as like some sort of like prisoner of the state and not allowed to get out, but he finally did. And his one choice was Bonnaroo. Yeah. And
can't wait to hear from here.
Yeah. I'd love to hear his experience.
We'll get him, but everything was great. I mean, I got cold at night, hot during the day, but not miserable like last year.
The weather was so much better this year.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
How hot did it get? What was the
Sunday?
80s.
Yeah, mid 80s Sunday. It was humid and dry and hot.
I can deal with the heat, man. I just can't. I can't with the stickiness. Yep. The stickiness is what makes me feel so miserable. It's gotten sticky here. I took 3 showers yesterday. I just can't. Ugh, crawls all over me.
So,
all right. So, what about shows? Taco, top show of the weekend.
Probably Portugal the Man.
Ooh, yeah. Really? I just saw them here in the city on Monday.
Fun.
All right. Okay. Why? What'd you like about it?
I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. They played a lot of covers. They played just a lot of hits. Just a great time.
I'm glad to hear that. I love Portugal. I've seen this band so many times. They're so fun live.
I've never seen
them
live.
I'll tell you, it did not translate as well on the Hulu's live stream as it did probably on site. It kind of fell flat on the live stream for me because, you know, I take them as one of these bands that needs to be inside. You know, there's certain bands that when you open up into like an open air show, an open air stage, especially the wet stage, you kind of get lost. I like them in a tent. I like them in small spaces. And I think that's because I've experienced them so many times inside, like in a small space. That's sort of my preferred method of delivery when it comes to Portugal, man. So that the wet stage live stream seemed a little, let's say light, but I'm glad it worked on the site. I'm really happy about that. Barry, where's your top show?
We'll talk about that. Tyler Childers was the surprise for me. That was, I'm a huge fan. That was a great live show. Noah Kahn the night before on Hulu was a great show, and people were talking about that all day
that
Saturday.
Was a great show in person and
huge crowd, right?
That I've never seen those tents so full of people. I mean, you couldn't get close.
I tried to warn you. I thought that was going to be one of the bigger shows of the weekend.
It was huge.
And you know, you get a lot of this conversation about, like, why don't they move them to a bigger stage, like Korn? I like the tent shows to be full. And it's part of the experience. I like being part of a thing that is just way, I don't know why. When a tent is, like, overly crowded, it kind of, like, lives in lore.
Like you're part of something.
Mm-hmm. Curiously, they, you know,
I don't want that to be every show, but I want it to be every now and then.
Well, it's curious that they had so many shows that were packed because they didn't have the screens on the side like they normally
that
do.
Was a complaint I did hear. And I don't know why that was. Because Noah could have benefited from having.
Wait, so they just put those screens in a couple years ago and now they've taken them out?
There were no screens.
There were no screens. Not on the tents.
Not on the tents.
Yeah. They had it on the Witch and the what?
Mm.
So,
well, I mean, do you remember for years the Witch never had anything? Yeah. They just now put screens on the Witch like 5-6 years ago, and it was like, oh my God, finally! Mm-hmm.
And it sounded great.
And then they started adding, screens to the tents, but they weren't in the tent; they were like outside of the tent,
which is where you'd want.
Right, exactly, exactly. So Tyler was great. Grizz was another surprise for me. I really liked that. Sheryl Crow was a good show. You're thinking I was going to say My Morning Jacket. It was a good show. It was a 3-hour show.
Of course.
I enjoyed it, but, you know, I have said they are the perfect Bonnaroo band. Their time may have come and gone, and I don't know what it is. I thought about it a lot. I don't know if it's because shows have changed and people's expectations have changed, or they just haven't had, you know, a massive hit in a while. But you had, what was the Odessa? I didn't see. I heard from just hearing it was kind of pretty much 60 minutes or whatever of the same song. But I understand the visual component was amazing. So sound-wise, My Morning Jacket, I thought was great because I know and love the songs. Visually, there's not a lot happening, and I'm, you know, kind of juxtapositioning the two shows. So, You know, you had that Knocked Loose show, which whatever I say, I'm going to sound like you kids get off my lawn about that show. So I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and say that. It looked to me like the crowd was having a great time. But
yes, it did.
If not for that drummer keeping things together, that was one of the not good shows I've ever seen. I don't know. I'm not sure they were all playing the same song if not for that drummer. So,
well, I think everybody on site
it looked like a blast.
I will say the one thing that I took exception to, that they said this was the hardest show that Bonnaroo has ever had. No. That's not true. But I appreciate their excitement. To bring their sound and that type of music to Bonnaroo. But Gore was one of the craziest shows that Bonnaroo's ever had, because they were still exploding blood onto the farm, and the whole place for days was covered in gore blood.
Can I tell? It reminded me, we got to hang out with our friend Ken Weinstein a couple of times, and with the Bonnaroovian Kyle between interviews, and Ken told a great story about James Brown, I guess from what, first or second year. I don't remember which one, but apparently Ken was in charge of bringing him to a press conference with Spin and CNN and what did he say, Ross? I mean, the heavy hitters.
There was like the top three news organizations.
And they each had one question, and he first of all, he went up to introduce himself to James, and James, I don't do that. I don't do that. Wouldn't shake his hand. So he's like, okay.
Walked him in,
and they each got their question, and James was not having it. Attitude, and all the reporters looked at Ken like, never again. I'm not, you know. So then later he does his show, and at the end, as he always does, the guy brings the cape out, you know, and James knocks it off and continues to play. And then all of a sudden, the guy brings out a birthday cake and says, ladies and gentlemen, it's James Brown's birthday. And Ken's looking at the reporter next to him. He's like, can you believe this? What good timing. It's Bonnaroo, and he's his birthday. And the guy said, yeah, he did the same thing 2 weeks ago in New York.
Yeah.
Good bet. Exactly.
Good bet.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The one show, though, that I have heard more about from anybody that I talk to.
Yep, absolutely.
Is Korn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we sort of all anticipated this being, you know, a good one, because, I mean, it's ridiculous. I love the ridiculous pull from Bonnaroo every year. You know, whether it's Lionel Richie 1 year, Kenny Rogers, or Korn, but the one that pops out on the screen when you look at the lineup, that was it. And it held up, and people loved it.
Yeah, I'm glad I went to that show.
Yeah, we'll have our campmate Brian Stone on probably the next episode, and he can go on and on about that. I started to head over there while my morning jacket was playing, and ended up getting a text from somebody who said, I'm coming to see you. So I didn't see any of the corn, but you're 100% right. The next day, that's what everyone was talking about, how much fun it mm-hmm. was. Perfect set list.
I think you forget how many hits that they have. Every song.
And they did them, they did what you wanted to hear, basically, is what everyone said. And even the ones who weren't huge fans were like, it was more fun than I expected it to be, and it was just great. So, yeah, that's probably the one. That's the one I regret missing. There were, some others. There always are. As we've said, I thought about this morning, everything we said in our do's and don'ts, right on. You got to start training weeks and weeks beforehand. Mm-hmm. You got to start hydrating.
How'd that back hold up,
Dad? It was fine.
How'd that hip go?
I was out till 4:30 watching My Morning Jacket. Now, I paid for it on Tuesday and even into Wednesday. I was exhausted, but it was good. But all of that, and the idea that you're never gonna see and do everything you think you're going to.
Well, Taco tried.
I tried.
He gets as close as anybody that I know. Yeah. But I kept trying to hook up with Parker and just.
And Reed or no Reed?
He dumped Reed. It was just going to be Parker.
Okay.
But every time it was, he was in a plaza and I was in Centaroo, or he was in Centaroo and I was at camp, or the internet would mm-hmm. go, the phone service would go bad and I wouldn't get his text until too late, So all those things that we talked about all come true. But for the most part, everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Russ, but I kept running into the people that I wanted to run into.
Oh, me too. And that's the thing. You just about can't make plans to meet up.
Right.
But you almost don't have to, because you're going to run into them.
You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why, like you don't – I love these ideas of the people with the – with the, what are they called? The walkie talkies. And who cares? Yeah. You'll find them eventually. Yeah. I promise.
Yeah, you will. And there was a period.
The universe will bring everybody.
Yeah, there was a period during that Molly Tuttle show. It was 10 minutes. I kept running into people, and which was great. But all I wanted to do was walk over and grab a beer. But so I started Rockstar. And then, I get stopped. Yeah. And then I would start again and get stopped. And then I get stopped again. And I might as well just stand here because.
I watched on the Hulu live stream, Sheryl Crow played the accordion on roller skates through Centaroo singing Soaking Up the Sun. Nobody stopped her. But yet when Russ Jackson walks through Centaroo, the whole place stops.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Rockstar.
It's my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Taco.
Yeah, everybody gave me a cake.
We got a cake. what I want to talk about this with an actual Foo Fighters fan. Evan Bonnaroo can come on and talk about it if he wants to, because that was the greatest moment of his life.
Yep.
But your thoughts on the Foo Fighters show?
I enjoyed it.
Well, I should explain, and probably should have before. So I have a new job, so I couldn't leave, couldn't get there till Saturday morning, and had every intention, because of my new job, I had got Monday off, Juneteenth, so everything was fine, but reached out to my wife, Saturday and Sunday, and our cat, our 18-year-old cat, was on death's door. And so when I called Kelly Sunday morning, she was like, I'm just sitting here, cuddling the cat, trying to ease her. And I was like, I can't leave her with that. So I went home probably midday Sunday, and then mm-hmm. had the cat put down on mm-hmm. Monday. Didn't think she would make it.
Yeah, poor kitty.
It was rough. But because of that, I didn't see the Foo Fighters show. So that's what I mean. This year was different for all three of us in unique ways. So.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I thought after I saw the Atlanta show in DC, I tempered my expectations of what I was going to see, because they're just not doing 4-hour shows anymore.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
But what I was surprised about is that the Bonnaroo show that they brought was the exact same show they did two nights before, mm-hmm. in the exact same show that they did four nights before. And the exact same. Now, aside from Hayley Williams coming out, the jokes were the same. The introducing of the band and going through all of those different, the medley of songs, exactly the same. And if I got to go back and look at the set list, but it might have been the shortest show that they have had on the entire tour. They played for just around 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I was kind of underwhelmed, to be totally honest with you. I had so much anticipation for that Foo Fighters show to be special. And I don't even think that Dave Grohl said a single thing about it being the first ever Foo Fighters Bonnaroo show. I hesitate to talk about it this way because I know that, you know, certain fans will say that they loved it, and that's great. I just think that it just didn't feel like it met the moment. Mm-hmm. It felt great. It felt like it was a good Foo Fighters show, but it felt like the same show that I could see in Birmingham, Alabama, which is a little disappointing because that to me would have been the show that I'd circle and wait for the entire weekend, and it just kind of...
Yeah, kind of going back again, you know, we sort of wondered about that and the My Morning Jacket Saturday night starting at 12:30. How long would it go? And it went 3 hours. So it could have.
Yeah. As it should, by the way. That makes a lot of sense.
Perfectly, you know, very good My Morning Jacket set. So, yeah, mm-hmm. You're not the only person who I've heard sort of say that about the Foo Fighters. It was good, but it was, you know, and it's we've talked about that. We need to get some either artists on or something to talk about that sort of thing. Do you treat something like a Bonnaroo any differently or not? Or is the machine too big to, you know, the ship too big to try to turn once it gets going? I don't know.
Well, look, I think that the days – I think it's unfair because, you know, the Foo Fighters show that I think of immediately whenever I hear the term Foo Fighters and hear the name Dave Grohl is I think about the Metro show in Chicago for a Lollapalooza after party that went 4 hours and they played an hour of Rolling Stone covers and it just felt like this organic thing. But you go back and remember, it wasn't that organic. They had just done the same thing in the city before that. So, you know, there is this sort of cycle to everything that I sort of forget that because I get lost in the moment. And I think that, you know, I punish the Foo Fighters now for not giving me that. But in reality, they have a new drummer. Everybody's gotten a little older. They're just not pouring out 4 hour sets anymore. And the idea to.
But on the other hand.
I think my expectations were out of whack. On the other hand,
I just saw, I think, the other morning where the Pretenders at Glastonbury had Johnny Marr come out and play with them and Grohl.
Dave Grohl, yeah, and, I saw that. Yeah.
Paul McCartney kind of walked out and did a wave. I don't think he performed with them, but he was in the wings watching. Yeah. So it can be done, you know.
I see what you did there. In the wings. Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the wings. Yeah. I also kept thinking about what Jim James said to us on the show right before Bonnaroo and that, you know, the magic of the artist just popping on and hanging out just doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. You know, like Hayley Williams joining Foo Fighters was a great headline for, you know, every publication. But in reality, she was there for a chorus and then left. Those things don't even happen anymore. How many other times did that even happen this weekend other than, you know, Hayley Williams popping in? Was there another moment that I'm missing that, you know, had an impromptu somebody jumping on stage aside from the Super Jam?
That's a good question. I don't know that I heard.
I don't think there was.
You know, one thing we heard last year when Moon River got rained out and they shifted everybody on that Sunday night over to Memorial Auditorium here in Chattanooga, one of the things Drew Holcomb told us was, It's a scary thing for the artist to do an impromptu thing like that because if it sucks, that's what the fans are going to remember. You know, they're not going to give you a pass because, oh, the sound guy wasn't your regular sound guy, or the guitar player is not using his regular guitar. It's borrowed, you know.
Yeah.
So for that to have been pulled off. But that's the kind of thing they have to think about, I guess.
It's risky.
It's risky, There's as much chance of failure and being remembered for that as it for it being a great moment. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I talk out of both sides of my mouth. I wonder if anybody even cares anymore. Like, dude, those moments are great. I just is anybody have an appetite
just
for
us.
That anymore?
Yeah,
I love it.
We seem to keep bringing it up. Maybe that's not fair.
Yeah. Any other highlights? What else did I miss?
Big Freedom.
Oh yeah. Big Freedom is great. Big Freedom is a great show.
First of all, I caught the Pride Parade. First time ever seeing that, and of course she was the I guess the. Headliner for that, you know, because she was on back of the truck or whatever, going from the House of Yes to Cineru. So we followed the Pride Parade all the way through camp. And then that show that night, which night was that? That was Thursday. Yeah, Thursday night. Thursday. Yeah, that late night, you know, big. And of course, that tent was packed again for Big Freedom.
I love Big Freedom. I love Big Freedom. just a wacky dance party.
Yes.
Go see Big Frieda. I mean,
you can't not.
The tour
have
is
fun
all over the place. You can't not have fun. Yeah. That's right. We Frieda just played a thing here in town, and randomly, all of the people that went from New York to New Orleans for Mardi Gras this year all went to the Big Frieda show to relive their New Orleans Mardi Gras experience.
Nice.
It's just a absolute blowout.
Yep.
All right.
Also that.
That baby game,
that's a full-grown man. Very disappointed.
Not a baby.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. I didn't see it, but it was the other thing that I heard people talk about was the Diesel set.
Yes.
Shaq. Don't make me come down there. That's what he kept saying, apparently. Don't make me come down there.
He was shouting out to the crowd, and it was fun, but it was almost threatening. Like, you felt...
Because they had like a mosh pit going, right? Which, from what our campmates, the Velans, Tara and Joe, said, apparently he didn't, he's not used to having a mosh pit. So he was like, somebody's going to get hurt. Don't make me come down there.
Yeah.
Sounded pretty funny.
But he was almost ordering you to have fun or, you know, yell or put your hands up or, that was quite an experience.
But did anyone see like Shaq in the
not
wild?
That I heard.
That's
didn't.
The part that I would be
not
more interested in.
Yeah.
Everybody was too busy finding me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's still kind of cool that Shaq was on the farm.
If he's Diesel, Lord Taco is unregulated. unleaded. I'm sorry. Unleaded.
Unregulated.
Yeah. I don't remember. Do you know what the last time I put gas in my car? I don't even know what
the
prices are.
Have you ever
done
it?
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not the car guy. Man, I'm so happy to hear that it went well. I think it's high marks all around. The weather cooperated up until Sunday night. How bad was that storm on Sunday night?
Really wasn't that bad. I managed to make it back to camp kind of right before it started storming. It just rained. And by the time sun came up, it was, you know, back to normal. So. Mm-hmm. I wasn't caught in it or anything. Other people might have been, but and then they did have a weather event. What day was that?
Wednesday,
was it? Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday. But they had to close Cineru down, you know, just for a little bit. But that pretty much broke up right before it hit us. I mean, we got a little rain, a little wind, but it was pretty much just a little break. So
We
survived the big Bonnaroo 2023 storm.
Yeah. All right. What about you? Got any guesses for next year's headliner? You got any? You want to throw in a guess right now? Way too early to guess headliner, Taco.
I have no idea.
Barry, what do you got?
No, I hadn't even given it a thought.
I'm putting my money on Coldplay.
It was a good lineup. I thought it was a well structured lineup. It sounded like there was other than the Korn, My Morning Jacket, and I know some other people had some conflicts.
Not a lot of conflicts.
Everything seemed to work. Like I said, they spread things out well, so it never felt overwhelming. The crowd. People seemed to shift pretty easily from Senaru to the what. You know, that seemed to flow well. They did flip-flop, Brad, just for your information, because the VIP areas in the woods where we used to be, they flipped the entry points there. Coming out of, well...
What do you mean?
Coming out of artist and media area into Senaru was mm-hmm. now the more difficult gate to get in and out of. They checked bags and all that. And the other one, the other side of the witch where, you know, used to be, they checked everything. Apparently, they weren't checking anything because that's where the VIP... I don't remember what that...
Area 931. Which I did get back there and checked it out.
That was the other thing we were kind of wondering about. Yeah. It was pretty easy to wander around, right? And they also have a new entrance into the what area by the hill, Brad. So you could go in through artist or media, or you could go in the other side of the stage.
Other side of the what stage?
That was new.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that to get into where in the woods easier or something?
I'm guessing. Just to make it easier, because you also had some, you know, a lot of more guest camping on that side. So,
okay.
Yeah. And I think that's previously where VIP camping
Correct.
Was. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So yeah. Kind of. Yeah. And since they don't really have VIP camping.
So smart. And I wanted to.
Just checking real quick. The hill's in the same space.
They moved it 200 yards. It's completely different.
Years ago. They moved that years ago.
Just let folks know, like I said, coming up, we'll probably have Evan Bonnaroo and Brian Stone probably next week to get sort of their recaps, and maybe even Mitch if we want, then their ticket winner.
I'd love to.
And we have the interviews with Angel St. Queen, Becca, and Maddie. That was a lot of fun. You know, she talks a little bit about being your intern at the radio station, Brad. That was fun. Becca.
Oh, good.
And Sacred Souls, Alex, Sal, and Josh. We talked to them as well. That was a lot of fun. But I'm really excited. We need to have David Bruce on I Am Bonnaroo. We've had him on before, and Russ, I'm sure you can link to it.
Yeah, that project looked
great.
What
a cool thing, man. I'm so happy for that guy.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy. He's been coming to Bonnaroo and taking black and white photos since, 2011? And the folks at Bonnaroo reached
10 years. I mean, it's been a 10-year anniversary. Wow. Yeah, they finally reached out and wanted to do a little collaboration.
Yeah, I won't give away too much because he came back to camp and was telling some people who didn't know his story, and I didn't know some of the details. And just say that Bonnaroo, man, they did right by him. They're really, really cool.
They sure did.
And I can't wait to hear that. So I think that's
good.
That's five or six shows, or four or five coming up. So
yeah.
still plenty to talk about, and can't wait. And, it was a good year. A good year.
All right.
It was a great year. Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys had a good time. I'm glad that I at least got a shirt out of the operation. This shirt. I love this shirt. Anything else before we go? Let's wrap it up.
Well, right. Just make sure you're subscribed if you're not already.
Because we have a lot more
content coming out.
Thank you to those of you that have. We hit whatever that magic number is on some of the platforms.
We had a big milestone. We had 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah. And hello to everybody. Yeah.
Here comes the sex tape. Yeah.
Hello to everybody that I know a lot of Finally. You, we were teasing Russ about being a rock star, but I had so many people stop and say hello and introduce themselves to fans of the show.
That's lovely.
And,
that's so nice.
And a lot of people who I know and respect who said, man, thank you for those do's and don'ts. I think Bill Kissling, you know, even said, I unpacked my RV and repacked it based on what you guys suggested. So, and that meant a lot.
What, did he pack it full of stuff
know.
In the basement?
I need to reach back out and say, what'd you have in there? You know, chicken, steak, and a grill? I mean, I don't know what he unpacked, you know.
He didn't bring the farm animals. He did not bring.
Yeah. But it was really cool to run into so many people who
It was, and I got a lot of compliments on that Jim James interview. They loved it.
Yeah.
They said that was one of the best shows we've done.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. I love that chat.
Yeah.
I love that chat.
Yeah.
Well, man, that's nice to hear. I love the interaction part of this because, you know, I talk to these two dopes in a box, you know, once a week. It's very rare that we actually get to interact with the people that listen to it. I mean, even when it's been random on the streets of New Orleans and all of a sudden, you know, that dude James and I just like all of a sudden now we're going to get beers. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's the part that I love the most because we very so rarely get to interact with you guys. So, yeah, when we do,
it feels really special. It just illustrates what a community it all is. We're all going through the same thing and love it for the same reasons. And that was the neat part for me.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's great. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Happy birthday, Taco.
Thanks.
Peace.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.